special night, special. It's going to be Happy Heaven songs. So I want everyone to spread the word, and if you have one you'd like to sing. Song about heaven. It can't be nothing else. Got to be about heaven, okay? So if anyone else has one that you'd like to tell me about it, that would be fine, okay? Anyone else with a song tonight?
He is a wonderful Savior to me. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'm thankful we have a wonderful, wonderful Savior. Let's take our Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2. Ephesians, chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Verse 11. "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promises, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Father, tonight we want to thank you for the opportunity, the privilege to come to the house of God, to hear the words and your word proclaimed, the songs of Zion that were sung. Lord, we pray, Father, tonight that you would speak to our hearts, you would stir our hearts. Father, you would stir our minds, and Father, let us be receptive of the word of God. Father, I pray tonight that your will would be done. We'll thank you and praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, Pastor, it always amazes me that men like Dana Williams, Leonard Fletcher, men like Tom Gillum can get up and preach on one word. They can preach on a word like therefore, and, but, and through just preaching that one word, they rightly divide the word of truth, and they pull out the nuggets of the word of God and preach forth in power and demonstration the Spirit of God. That always amazed me. That always interested and amazed me how men could take one word of the Bible and preach a great message on one word. You know, I have a hard time preaching. I kind of adhere to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 2, where the Bible says, "For God is in heaven, and thou art on the earth. Therefore, let your words be few." You know, tonight, this week, the Lord has laid one word on my heart. And I like to preach on that one word, and that word is sometimes. Sometimes. Paul, here, he's writing to this church in Ephesus, a church that was growing in their faith, a church that showed love. They showed compassion. They showed kindness. We know in the book of Revelation, there this church at Ephesus, they were a working church. They were a laboring church. They were a church that were great in deeds. They were they did not faint. They resisted evil. They resisted false teachers, false doctrine. They stood firm on the foundation of the truth. And if you remember, though, Jesus had something against this church. He said, this church, he said, I have something against you because you have left your first love. The reason they started out serving, the reason they started out laboring, the reason they started out working for the Lord in the ministry, the reason they gave was only because they loved Christ, only because they were grateful and thankful for what Christ had accomplished in their life. They were happy, they were joyful, they were appreciative where Christ had brought them from. But now, just because of time and maybe because of sin or the daily grind of life, it had become routine, it had become mundane, it was just a formal service. And Paul here, he sees the good works of this church of Ephesus. He sees their good standings. He tells us about the marvelous grace of God. He's telling them about how God's rich in mercy. He's telling them how God has quickened us together in Christ Jesus, how that we're saved by grace through faith. He begins this first part of this chapter telling about that amazing, that marvelous, that wonderful grace of God, and only found in Jesus Christ. And I think probably you're like me, as we read this chapter, we begin to study, we begin to focus, we begin to muse and meditate on these first 11 verses, the great verses of grace. But what thrilled my soul this past week is what Paul begins to say in the last 12 verses. He is rich in mercy, and I'm thankful for his mercy. He is marvelous in his grace, and I'm thankful for his grace. He has saved us. We did not deserve it. We did not merit it. Oh, we were so undeserving, but God saved us by his wonderful grace. But notice in verse number 11, he says, wherefore remember. He's telling these Christians here at Ephesus to remember. You know about God's grace. You know about God's mercy. You know about God's love. You're serving him because it. But he said, wherefore, remember. And I believe tonight it would help us and it would behoove us. It would bless us if we would just remember some things. If we would take time out, if we would just take time to set aside to remember. You know, years ago I was thinking this past week, there was a song that came out. It was entitled, Calvary is the Reason Why. The chorus reads, sometimes I just want to praise him. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I want to thank you without asking you for anything. Sometimes I lift my hands to you, and sometimes all I do is cry. Everything I have, I owe it to you, because Calvary is the reason why. You know, in my personal praise, in my personal adoration, in my personal appreciation to my Savior Jesus Christ, I wished it was all the time instead of just sometimes. The word sometimes we find in verse number 13. The Bible says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. You know, in our vocabulary and in the English dictionary, sometimes it's defined as rather than often. It's defined as is occasionally. It's defined as periodically, not constant, not consistent. This word sometimes in our Bible, it's found five times. Paul uses it four, Peter uses it once. And all the time, every time they use this word sometimes, it has the same meaning. And I find it very interesting tonight that the number of grace is five. And Paul's talking about grace. Paul uses this word sometimes here in the text, and he's saying we ought to remember. But the word sometimes in our Bible, it does not mean occasionally. It doesn't mean periodically. It doesn't mean not constant. It doesn't mean rather than often. But the word sometimes means at a former time, in times past, in days gone by, once before. Paul is saying here to these Christians at this church, he said, wherefore remember. You need to remember sometimes. You need to remember the past. You need to remember once before. You need to remember once how you were. He said, remember. What do we need to remember? Verse number 12 and 13. He says, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off. I want to say, number one, we need to remember, sometimes we were distant. Sometimes we were distant from God, afar off. But now in Christ Jesus, you are sometimes far off. Everyone here tonight that's saved and redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, sometimes was distant from God. Whether you were raised in church, you grew up on a pew and around a pulpit, or whether you knew nothing about Christ and His marvelous grace, sometimes in the past, sometimes once before, you were distant, far off from God. Aliens, the Bible says, from the commonwealth of Israel. Strangers to the covenants of promise. Not only spiritually dead, but had no access to Christ, no way to get to Him, no access to the Lord Jesus Christ. We were Christless, we were stateless, we were friendless, we were hopeless. The Bible says, having no hope and without God in the world, without spiritual blessings we were, without peace and without rest, without a safety, without a prophet, without a priest, and without a king. The Bible says we were alienated. We were separated. Nothing could bring us to God. They could bridge that great gap. Nothing could span that great distance. Nothing could shorten the distance. We had to travel. That great gulf, it could not be crossed. It could not be traveled because of our unworthiness. He's saying, wherefore remember, sometimes in the past we were aliens, cast out. Sometimes we were strangers, we were cast away, shut out from God. Sometimes we had no hope, sometimes without God, afar off, a great distance. But now in Christ Jesus, not in the church, it's not in the baptism, not in the works, not in the deeds, not in the labor, not in tithing, not with help of the preacher or the deacons or the Sunday school teachers, but by Himself, the Bible says, but when He had by Himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, by Himself, in Christ Jesus, He purged our sins. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Sometimes we were aliens. Sometimes we were distant. Sometimes we were strangers. Sometimes no hope. Sometimes without God in the past. But now, oh, so near to Christ. But now, it's attainable. Now we can possess it. In the past, it was unattainable, unavailable. But as that little Shulamite girl said, my beloved is mine, and I am His. Sometimes we were distant from God. Paul's telling this church. He's reminding this church. He's exhorting this church. He said, wherefore remember. Remember where you used to be. Remember where you came from. Remember how you were distant from God. Remember sometimes afar off, but now made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ the Lord. Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, he's telling us and he's reminding us that we need to remember how once we were so far from God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He hath reconciled in the body of His flesh through the death to present you holy and unblameable and unreproachable in His sight. To the Ephesians, to these group of Christians, to this church, He said, sometimes you are far off. To the Colossians, he said, sometime you were alienated. Tonight, he's telling us sometimes we were distant from God, no way to get to God, no way to bridge that gap. But tonight, you and I, we're no longer alienated. The word alienated, it means has the idea to be transferred ownership. You know, we all belong to Adam's race. We were all born with that sinful nature, that Adamic nature. But now in Christ Jesus, reconciled. Now our ownership has been transferred to another. We have been bought back. We have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. That gulf, the song says, that separated me from Christ the Lord. It was so vast, the crossing I never could ford. From where I was to his domain, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. But what did he do? He came to me. He came to me. He shed his blood. He reconciled me with the precious, rich, royal, redeeming blood of his son. Church, we need to remember tonight. We need to remember the sometimes that we were distant from God. In the past, once upon a time, a previous time, a previous age, we were distant. But he also says, I believe in, turn with me if you don't mind, to Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 8. Preaching on a thought, remembering sometimes. Ephesians 5, chapter 8. Ephesians 5, verse number 5. The Bible says, for this you know, that no whoremonger or unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath an inheritance in the kingdom of God and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not therefore partakers with them. But ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Paul is reminding the group of believers once again that those that fornicate, those that have immoral motives, those whoremongers, these that covet, these idolaters, those that talk obscenities, that foolish talk and jest, and he recognizes them as the same as the darkness that was once in us. Paul does not only say in the text that we were in darkness, but he says in verse number 5, you were sometimes darkness. We need to remember, number one, the sometimes we were distant from God. We need to remember, number two, the sometimes we were in darkness. No light in us, absent from this light. In the past, sometimes darkness. The Apostle Paul calls this form of condition darkness, destitute of light, no light within. The Bible says, in whom the God, that's Satan, in whom Satan, the God of this world, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We were blinded, not even able to comprehend, not even able to see this wonderful light. But in Christ, in him, let me say, was life, and the life was the light of men. In him, he was the true light, the light that every man, that lighteth every man that cometh to the world. There on Calvary, as he trod up that hill between the sixth and the ninth hour, as God the Father laid the sins of the world upon his son, the son was dying in my stead. And Jesus by himself was carrying and bearing the sins of the world. It seemed the sun stopped shining. The dark, the Bible says there was darkness all over the earth. About 3 o'clock p.m., he cried with a loud voice, Father, I commend my spirit, and he gave up the ghost. It seems that that light had went out. That light was extinguished. Herod and Pilate, Satan, had put Jesus to the end. But thank God, 3 days later, from Calvary, that light began to shine again. We find there's not enough power to put out that light. It can't be extinguished by man's sinful night. No earthly power can cover this light that's God's only Son. This light, this same light I'm talking about, is the same light that's in you and I tonight. In the past, sometimes darkness. Now, the Bible says, ye are the light of the Lord. So what are we to do? Verse number 8. Walk as children of light. No longer darkness, now light. How do we walk? Our pastor, he preached about it this morning. To trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. The Holy Ghost, this light, it is guiding us and leading us and directing us. But he goes further in verse number 11. He says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Notice Paul, in our text, he's careful to say we should avoid the unfruitful works of darkness, but not the people of darkness. I believe what he's telling us here, we all still have a kind, caring, compassionate concern for their soul. When I was in darkness, I'm thankful there was still a group of people. There was still a remnant. There was still a church that prayed for me, that loved on me, that shed a tear for me, that showed compassion to me. He's telling the church here at Ephesus, remember the distance you were from God. Remember the sometimes you were in darkness. But let me say, thirdly, sometimes we remember we were disobedient and deceived. In Titus chapter number 3. Paul's writing to Titus and he's telling Titus to remind the Christians. In chapter 3, verse number 1, Paul says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Paul's telling him, Titus, you need to remind. He says, put them in mind. You need to remind them. You need this idea of constant reminding, idea of go on reminding. He's saying, Titus, you need to consistently remind the Christians under your care to show respect, to show humility, to show meekness, toward all men, especially those in authority. Don't revile, don't defame any man. Why? In verse number 3. For we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Titus, remind the church, remind the Christians that are under your care to remember sometimes, remembering where they once were. You know, tonight when we remember where we once were, I believe it shows us that our fallen nature is not so far from us. But now we are living proof of the power of God's grace. Remember sometimes. Remember sometimes we were disobedient. We were deceived. And remembering these sometimes, it ought to make us grateful for what God had did for us. It ought to make us humble that it was God and Him alone. It ought to make us show kindness and care for others in that situation. And it should grow our faith, knowing that if He done it for us, He can do it for others. To remember the sometimes. Tonight, when we remember the place that we were at, the distance we were at, the darkness we were in, the disobedience and the deception that we were under. We did not rescue ourselves, but we were rescued, the Bible says, by the kindness and love of God. Look at verse number 4. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He hath saved us by washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Rescued, not of works of righteousness, which we have done. You know, in itself, responding to an altar call will not save you. Saying the sinner's prayer will not save you. A baptism does not save. Giving and tithing does not save. Reading the Bible does not save. They're all wonderful works of righteousness which we have done. But according to his mercy, he hath saved us. Remembering the sometimes. It wasn't our works, it wasn't our righteousness, but the mercy of Jesus Christ. Wherefore remember the distance. Wherefore remember the darkness. Wherefore remember the disobedience and deception we were under. We need to remember tonight the sometimes. That in the past. That in a previous time. Once ago. But now we're justified by his grace. I said that just to say this tonight. Tonight I'm not what I should be. I fail Jesus Christ. I sin. I fall short. I stumble. I fall. I miss the mark every day. But I bless his holy name. I'm not sometimes what I used to be. Remembering the sometimes, it ought to make us praise him. Remembering the sometimes ought to give us a more adoration and gratitude to his holy name. Remembering the sometimes ought to make us love him more. Remembering the sometimes that he answered those prayers. The sometimes that he touched your body when you were sick. The sometimes in the past when he healed that troubled soul. When he put back that troubled marriage. The sometimes when he brought you through that tough, trying storm. The sometimes when he put food and finances in your lap when you had none. We need to remember tonight, church, the sometimes. God's been good to us. Looking back through the years, we can see the grace, we can see the mercy, we can see the love, we can see the compassion he had for you and I. Remembering the sometimes. Let us stand tonight. Ryan, you and Emily and Kylie want to come and begin to play something, if you don't mind. Father, tonight we want to stop and pause and reflect and recall and remember what you've done for us in the past. Father, the sin that we were in, the darkness that we were in, the distance we had to get to you, Father, the deception we were under, we remember that. We remember our state, Father, that we were in. And we want to thank you, Father, because you shed your blood on Calvary. And because we're saved by grace through faith, we're not there anymore. Lord, I pray that you would help us tonight. Help us recall, Father, what we used to be. But now a child of God, child of the King. We bless your holy name, Lord. Take this message, these few words, use it to your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This altar is open. Maybe you want to come and thank him for the sometimes in your life.